This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Shelley Berg, jazz pianist, composer, orchestrator, Grammy nominee, dean of the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami, and now artistic director for the Jazz Roots Concert Series at the Arsht Center.
Welcome to Jazz Roots.
So do you know whose voice that was?
Was that Larry?
That was Larry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That voice is Larry Rosen, the music producer who created the Jazz Roots series. Larry died last year, and so this first concert of the season on November 4th is a tribute to him.
Jazz Roots was something that Larry and I worked on from the very beginning, before it even was a reality. So it will continue to bear his imprint more than anything.
It mattered to him that it was in a concert hall.
Well, it did mean a lot to him, and you have to realize with Larry is he made these bets throughout his career that you wouldn't necessarily make. He started a jazz record company in the 80s.
GRP Records.
And it became a huge, a major label. And so you think about 2007 and the jazz clubs have been closing around the country, and he says, let's put jazz in a concert hall. And then he sells out 6 concerts a year. In other words, don't blame the audience. If you do it in the right way, the audience will be there.
Yeah, he was definitely something of an impresario with a certain vision, right? Like putting music on the internet.
Yeah, he started the first internet music marketing company in 1992. I'm trying to remember if I had internet in 1992. I realized he was the first person to really record a lot of music digitally. So when the CD came out, he had all the content. I call him the Wayne Gretzky. You know, he doesn't pass the puck to where his teammate is. He passes it to where the teammate will be. And that was Larry all along his career.
So when you picked up the mantle for this series, what was your vision?
My vision is to not screw up Larry's vision. We have Chick Corea and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. So that's piano titans, obviously. They're not on tour doing solo concerts right now. Neither of them is. Similar influences in a lot of ways. You know, we have the rock star Steve Miller coming in, and you're like, you know, what's a rock star doing on Jazz Roots? Steve was Les Paul's, one of his proteges. He used to play with Les every week in New York until the day Les died. And he's also a blues devotee. So we're going to do a From Ma Rainey to Miles Davis blues meets jazz show. Steve Miller plays huge venues playing his hits. He doesn't play an 1,800-seat concert hall doing this.
I was actually Larry's radio producer when he had his series on WLRN. It was such a great privilege, and I learned so much about producing something with music. One thing that he always said, and so I'll ask you, he always said, let's start at the top, except he said it with his New York accent.
Let's start at the top.
You know, jazz found me pretty early. My father was a jazz musician. He was also a classical musician, but he was a jazz trumpet player. And so if he was home, there was a jazz recording on, or he was practicing, or he was inviting other musicians over. I started playing piano by ear when I was 4. And by the time I was 10, my father was teaching me jazz. And by the time I was 12, I was going out with him to jam sessions.
And where was this?
Cleveland, Ohio.
So was it a pretty straight trajectory? Did you know by 12 that this was it? You were going to make your life in music, specifically in jazz?
I think I knew by 5 I was going to make my life in music. And then I think that by 15, I had a pretty good sense it was going to be in jazz.
Did you ever play with your dad?
My dad and I played all the time. In fact, the last day we ever spent together, we played all day together. And so if he was, when I lived in Los Angeles, he lived in Houston, and I would go there and I would book a jazz club just so my dad and I could play together. So we played together a lot over the years. He passed away about 5 years ago, but up until the day he died, we played together.
Oh, that's so sweet. Shelley Berg, new artistic director of the Jazz Roots series at the Arsht Center and dean of the Frost School of Music at University of Miami. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Alicia. It's great to see you again, and I'll see you in the Arsht Center.
Sounds good. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.